Well, you have finished your 110-day Vipassana course, but this is not enough. Now you have to see how to apply it in your day-to-day life. You will go out, you have to face the world, and whatever equanimity you have learned here, you see that you apply that in your life in spite of all the difficult situations. You know, I also know, the world is such that it is so difficult to apply equanimity in life. But this is what you have to learn. For that, one important way is that you learn it in the atmosphere of a Dhamma center where a course is going on. You come sometime whenever you are free, you come and give a service, 10-day Dhamma service. The atmosphere here is definitely better than the atmosphere outside. Outside, the entire atmosphere is full of negativities. Here, the students who come will also generate negativity time and again, but the atmosphere around is such that it won't be so strong, you can face it. So first you learn here how to remain equanimous dealing with people who are generating negativity. A training ground for you. And moreover, the whole day you won't be giving any Dhamma service. Whenever you are free, you have opportunity to meditate. This is how you will strengthen yourself. Besides this, there are many more benefits of giving a Dhamma service. One important benefit is that you will develop your paramitas. It is only your paramitas which will take you to the final goal, and you get a good opportunity here while you are serving people to develop your paramita. One paramita of metta. Whenever you serve people, naturally you generate metta for them, love, compassion for them, and that helps you to develop your own parami of metta. Another more important parami is the parami of dana, especially for a householder. It is a very important parami. You give dana of money, of things required by people in the world, good. But here, the dana is dana of Dhamma, the greatest dana in the world. Why greatest? Because the law of nature is such, whatever the seed you plant, the fruit will be exactly according to that, multiplied. When you give food to somebody, in return, when time ripens, you will get food in bigger quantities. You are now joining to give Dhamma. Of course, the teacher gives Dhamma. And it takes time for someone to reach the stage of becoming a full-fledged teacher or even assistant teacher. But still you can be a partner in this Dhamma service, in this Dhamma Dana. Understand, a teacher cannot give Dhamma Dana unless there is a proper facility. So those people who are helping to construct proper facilities are also partner in giving Dhamma. Similarly, Dhamma cannot be given if there is no good management. So those who are managing a Dhamma course are also partner in Dhamma Dana. And so also, Dhamma cannot be given unless there are good Dhamma workers to help. So you are also becoming a partner and you get the benefit out of it. And I know how much benefit you get. With my own experience, from the day I took my first course, after finishing my first course, till I was appointed a full-fledged teacher after 14 years, all these years, from time to time, I used to go to my teacher and the center to give service there, Dhamma service, and how much benefit I got from that, I know. Similarly, the students who give Dhamma service, they keep on reporting me, that by giving a 110-day Dhamma service, I got so much benefit. When you plant the seed of Dhamma, giving dana of Dhamma is planting the seed of Dhamma, you get in return large quantity of Dhamma for you. Your Dhamma becomes stronger and stronger. This is a very good benefit you are going to get by giving Dhamma service. Another big benefit, you get so much satisfaction. Satisfaction. You have been served by so many people, so many Dhamma workers. When you got Dhamma, now you feel that you are paying your debt of gratitude by serving other people in the same way. Others have served me, now I better serve others. This is the great satisfaction that you have. Another big satisfaction that you will have, at the end of the course, you will feel so much of joy. And this is not an ordinary joy. This is a very sublime joy, a sympathetic joy. You notice when people join the course, their faces are full of melancholy, sadness, having this kind of misery, that kind of misery. But on the 10th day, when they leave the course, there is so much of glow on their face, so much of happiness, so much of joy, and you generate sympathetic joy, you also become so happy. This is a very big advantage that you get from it. Besides that, after all, Dhamma is not only for your own liberation. Teaching of Buddha is that of course you liberate yourself, at the same time you help others to get liberated, and then the same thing you are doing by giving Dhamma service, you are trying to liberate yourself from misery and you are helping others to get liberated from misery. Therefore, I keep on advising my students that at least one 10-day course, you must find time for at least one 10-day course to give Dhamma service. As you find time for one 10-day course to take your own course, similarly, for service, one 10-day course is very important. At times you can't find 10 days, all right, then as many days as possible. Maybe during the weekend you can come for 2 days, then have discussion with the management, and if they are agreeable, you can come for 2 days, 3 days, 1 day, and give service. Service is always good for you. May you all develop in Dhamma, get established in Dhamma, for your good and for the good of so many others. May you all keep on growing in Dhamma. May you all keep on glowing in Dhamma. Bhavatu sabba mangalam. Bhavatu sabba mangalam. Bhavatu sabba mangalam. Phala ho, phala ho, phala ho.